Great question. This is an incredible question that so many people have asked me over the years. You know, is it really possible to be happy all the time? David, if I follow the teachings of Christ or Buddha or anyone else, I completely commit to Christianity, completely commit to Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, whatever it might be. Is there a way to be happy all the time? Or is there another way, if it's not religious or spiritually based, is there some other way that I could just simply be happy all the time? David Essel here, 45 years now in the world of counseling and writing books and TV and radio shows and the whole nine yards. And then I get asked quite a bit, you know, like, oh my God, you're the happiest person I know. You're never down. You're always up. You're always, always, always. And is that true? Is it true that you can be happy all the time? Is it true that David Essel is happy all the time? Let me answer the second one first because I know that answer. David Essel is not happy all the time. I have my struggles just like you do. I have those times and days that I wish it would just end right now because I'm so over it, whatever it might be. I have those days where traffic does get to me. Most of the time it doesn't, but sometimes it does. I have days when I'm just tired and things bother me, little things irritate me, right? So no, I'm not always happy. I would say I'm happy most of the time, absolutely. I look for opportunities to be happy, without a doubt. When I'm not happy, after a period of time, I give myself to vent. Maybe I'm angry, maybe I'm sad, maybe I'm hurt. And then I go and write, and I write my hands off. I just continue to write what I'm feeling. And then I write about what possible solutions could there be to my anger, to my insecurity, to my frustration today. So no, I'm not always happy, but what I do is I do the work. And the days I'm not happy, I try to figure out what's the origin of this anger? What's the origin of my irritability in traffic? What's the origin? Sometimes I find out that I just haven't eaten. Isn't that interesting? Like I really do eat every 3 hours or 3.5 hours. I have to. My blood sugar level drops to nothing. And then I get irritable and cranky and all those other words, right? So I have to watch. I have food with me all the time to make sure that those levels are staying stabilized. And I can do pretty well through a lot of challenges as long as my blood sugar levels are well. And if I'm rested, now this is something I've been challenged by my whole life, extremely light sleeper. So I don't always get great night's sleep, but what I'll do in the morning is I'll spend extra time in meditation and prayer in a restful mindset, trying to help myself catch up with that rest. Now, what about the other question? Is it possible for anyone to be happy all the time? And I can tell you, I firmly believe the answer is no. One of the reasons I say that is that, you know, I know the Dalai Lama and I've interviewed people that have co-written books with him. And they'll say, you know, the Dalai Lama can have an anger issue at times. And I remember being shocked as could be to hear that. I just thought the Dalai Lama was always smiling, giggling, laughing. But if the Dalai Lama can have anger issues, I think you and I can too. And then let's also say this. Happiness as a state is oftentimes a choice. We can be going through a bunch of crap and we can be looking for reasons to smile. We can be going through huge financial challenges and look for a beautiful flower, tree, or a bird, something like that, right? We can be going through really difficult relationship challenges and decide that we're going to volunteer on a Saturday at a pet shelter to give back to the community. That would bring happiness, right? Being in the moment can bring happiness. Understanding that nothing is permanent. You know, this is a huge, huge teaching that everything changes, you know? So when we're in a bad mood, it's not going to be permanent. And if we can remember that, well, I'm in a bad mood today, but I know it's not going to last forever. That can be helpful in regards to moving us more back towards that happiness place. But do you know what I would rather have people search for is a pathway for contentment. I think contentment is really the place that I want to be, and it's a place that a lot of people want to be as well. Happiness can be fleeting. Contentment, you have a lot more control over. Happiness, to put yourself in a happy mood, you can smile. Automatically, you're going to be releasing dopamine in the brain. Even if you don't mean to smile, when you smile, there's dopamine being released. So there's different things we can do to be happy. What you watch, what you listen to, what you read can lift your spirits, right? I would search for contentment, though. And here's an exercise I'm going to give you. Write down the times when you feel content. What are you doing? Is there something, activity that you're involved with? Are you just watching the sunrise or watching the sunset? Are you content watching, maybe you have a child that plays baseball or is a cheerleader or something like that? Like, what brings contentment? make a list of it, because that's what I would be focusing on. And if you want help on how you can be happier in life, how you can be more content in life, we've been doing this for 45 years, reach out to me. We work with people from all over the world. TalkDavid.com is the website. We have 5 books there, absolutely free. That can help you get into the mood of happiness as well as contentment, right? So go to TalkDavid.com. If you need help, we work with people from all over the world, and we can make a difference in your life as well. I'm David Essel. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.